Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Good morning and welcome to Mother and Daughter Roundtables here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Bessie, sitting in with mothers and daughters around the world. Good morning, mothers and daughters. Absolutely a blessing to be able to get up this morning, share a word with you, one that God shared on my heart. And we're going to let the media know we are on. Morning. It's a great day in the neighborhood, as they can say. Okay. Thank you for coming on this morning. I think it's fall. Fall is showing up in my state. I can feel the Christmas in the air. Of course, though, from my sister state, my sister hometown, Florida, you know, I have two home states. So when I'm there, it's one thing, and then when I'm here, it's another. So and that's why they call them snowbirds. And in the winter, you want to go down to Florida, and summer, you want to come up to North Carolina and some of the heat. So you can run back and forth. I miss that. I really miss going back and forth to Florida once a month. It just made my life interesting. It gave me depth and it gave me purpose, because I was doing what God has asked me to do, to minister and to go down and minister to the ladies at the correctional center there in Hollywood. It just was the highlight of the month, and to have them as a part of our Mother and Daughter Bible College, and to, you know, meet my friends and family just down in Florida. But like everybody else, things changed for a season. And so we're going to have to do this in order to see what the next steps are, because there is no going back. Things will never be the same as they were. And, you know, hey, who would want them to be? We want them to be better than it was. So, yes, we are going through. But don't faint as we're going through. Just remember, this too shall pass. Everything passes. Nothing is here to stay. We are evolving every second. So every second, just think about it. We're getting through this thing. Every second, we're going to the next level. Now we are a little closer. We're a little closer. And we're a little closer. Let me bring in my co-host with me this morning. Cynthia Oliver, other co-host, is off this weekend, and I certainly understand it. They take care of it, of the audience, and they take care of you and bring you good topics when I'm not here. The Lord sent me to do something else, and we got our warrior, Deborah Tyler, here with me this morning. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, audience. How's everybody?
I'm doing fine. The audience say they're fine. We just enjoying the day. Thank you for coming on this morning. You know, it's a good day. Anyway, let's talk about, as we usually start off, you know, how was your week?
Week went by fast. I tell you, I looked up, it was Friday. So, you know, the shout was even louder. Praise the Lord. Yeah, very, very, very fast-paced week. I just look at time, and I say time, you just don't wait on nobody. You move how you move, and I just try to stay busy because that way I don't really notice if it's dragging to me, but it's really going the same pace every day. It just depends on what I'm engaged in, you know, how fast it seems to be going. So just had a good, busy week. And yourself?
Yeah, my week was busy, interesting. Got a lot done at the end of the week. I was dragging a little bit with a couple of things. But toward the end, I caught up in a lot of ways. Had a lot of phone calls, a lot of people with different issues and things that I needed to attend to. And when I tell them, when I get those phone calls like that, then that's my ministering time. I have to pay attention to that. And, you know, like yourself, we are talkers. So when somebody called me, I can't say, okay, I can talk to you for 20 minutes and then we're going to be off the phone, or I'm going to give you 30 minutes. No, I talk until the Holy Spirit releases us from the conversation. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes mm-hmm. I'm on there for an hour, sometimes I'm on there for 2 hours. But whatever it is, where am I going? Who am I working for? You know, I always look at it that way. People say, well, you know, I don't want to bother you, Dr. Best, because I know you're busy. I'm like, no, I'm not busy. The Lord directed you to call me, then I'm on my job. It's just like an operator. You're sitting there waiting on the phone to ring. When the phone rang, then now you go to work. So that was my week, and it was good because a lot of people got relief from some of the thoughts that they had in their head that was kind of holding them up from getting to the next level or trying to make them feel like, you know, there's no need to go on. There's no need to go on. This is not happening, and that's not happening, and, you know, things to that nature. But in the meantime, you know what, Deborah, we have to help other people, but then, and you're in the business of helping people too. And it's just that we have to help other people even though we need help ourselves, you know what I mean? So that's how God works. So mothers and daughters, when you out there and you're thinking, I don't have time to help nobody else because I got too many things on my plate, how am I going to help somebody else? Oh, yeah, you can do it. That's the way it's designed. It's not designed for you to help somebody when you don't have nothing else on your plate, everything's going good, you don't have no money problems, you don't have no health problems, you don't have no stresses, everything in your life is perfectly aligned up and nothing. Then you say, oh, okay, everything is so good right now, I think I might be able to help somebody else.
Yeah.
That's not the way it works. Right, Deborah?
Amen. Yeah, absolutely. That's not the way it works.
No, you got to see if you can do something.
By myself, when I'm helping somebody, I forget about that I need a help because I'm so into helping them that I'm like, hey, did I have a problem before I started this? A problem gone, a headache gone, and all of that, you know. And so, mm-hmm. yes, God says, you know, you're supposed to, you know, help bless others with whatever talent, treasure, time you have. He said,
mm-hmm.
I bless you if you bless somebody else. But if you sitting there saying, just like with your money, I ain't got nothing to give nobody. Even if it's a dollar on somebody at the corner, you know, all they out here do, listen, God ain't holding you responsible for what people do once you bless them. He holding you responsible for being obedient to doing what he tell you to do. If he tell you to give somebody a dollar, if he tell you to answer that phone call, and then he deal with you not being obedient to what he's asking you to do. And so you're going to be blessed based on your obedience, not on what somebody do with the blessing that you're blessing with. You know,
mm-hmm.
I ain't got time for that. They never change. I ain't got time for that. They ain't going to never change. God ain't asked you about changing them. That ain't your job to change them. That ain't your job to regulate what they're going to do with the blessing that you're going to give them. That ain't your job. And I always tell myself that, hey, you don't get to dictate God what God move next move is. You do your move and let God be God. So,
because mm-hmm. your move
help them
you,
different ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to crush you. But I was thinking that when you say dictate the God's move, I was thinking, because actually your move, if you're moving according to what God asked you to do, is a part of the total move. You know what I mean? The total package. So
mm-hmm.
don't miss your part because he go ask you to do one part, may go ask somebody else to do another part, and you know it all builds up on one thing. You know, we're not the complete all total sum of the help for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
There's other pieces to it, and you know it's amazing. This week, Deborah, there was I was in there doing some work. And I decided that, you know, I'm just going to sit in my bed and work on my computer. And that's something I never do. I usually think I do is my mother raised me. She said, when you get up, turn your behind around and make the bed up. Don't walk away because then it's like it's undone all day. It's hard to go back. So she said, don't even walk away. Just turn around and make the bed up. So I was raised that way. So when I get out of my bed, I have to just turn around. I mean, it's just I can't rest if that bed is not made up. And so I said, I'm just going to sit here, and I have my computer, and started working, and all of a sudden the phone rung, and it wasn't my phone. It was the phone from the ministry, and I said, I'm just going to let the voicemail pick it up, and then I'll call back, and then it rung a couple more times, and my spirit said, go answer that phone. So I put my computer down, and I ran then. I had to run. I answered the phone. And there was a young lady on there, and she said to me, you know, I ran across your website, and I was meaning to call, and I kept saying I was going to call. And then I, you know, I thought, well, maybe she don't want to hear from me. But anyway, long story short, she kept putting it off. She said this morning, she said the Lord told her to call. And she said, and I just called. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know if I could get voicemail, and you answered the phone. And I said, well, you know, that's amazing, because I was in there and I was not going to answer the phone. I was going to let it go to voicemail, but the Holy Spirit told me, go answer the phone. See what I'm saying? Now, had I not, mm-hmm. I said, well, you know, I'm busy, I'm on the computer, you know, and da 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 da. Well, that young lady who just, you know, got enough strength to call me may not have called back. So it's amazing how when God tell you to do something, don't question it, just do it. It's none of your business how you know, the ends are going to be. Like you said, don't worry about what they do with the money once you give it to them. Because if you give it, and you give it regretfully, yeah, you are not going to get the blessing from that. From your heart and give from a good spirit to receive the blessing. I'm going to give it to him, but I don't want to give it to him. But it don't really matter, because you're not going to get the blessing from it, not from God. You might get some blessing if you tell 10 people and that get the blessing from them, which is nothing. They're looking at you like, oh, you did that? Really? Oh. Now you kind of hyped up and give a little praise. Well, what's that going to do? That's not going to give you no, that's not going to add to your ticket to go to heaven. It's not going to add to the cost. So, anyway, waste of time. All right, Deborah, this morning our topic is going to be how to strengthen your mother and daughter bond. That's what we're going to talk about this morning, mothers and daughters around the world. How do you strengthen your mother and daughter bond? All right, I'm going to
Okay.
All right, all right. Oh, well, you know what? We're getting started so fast, and I forgot. I was going to ask Deborah to do the prayer, but I'll do the prayer this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come to you this morning, Deborah and I, thanking you, Father God, thanking you for all of your blessings, thanking you for all of your considerations, thanking you for your grace and your mercy. Thanking you for wisdom and understanding. Thanking you for help building our faith. Thanking you for the fruits of the Spirit. Love, peace, joy, happiness, gratefulness, gentleness, your self-control. Mainly peace. And all of them. I may have missed one, but you go look it up. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for providing those things to us through Jesus Christ. And we thank you first and foremost for Jesus, because of Jesus, because he came and he brought the word, because he came and taught us, because he had the Holy Spirit to write down his words so it will remain here on earth as each people come and go, as we have the bodies coming in and out of the earth, that we run across this book, that we could see and hear and feel you through the words that has been written, the word that you sent to show us how to live here on earth and how to prepare to come back to you. So, Father, I just thank you this morning for your vision. Thank you for having us in your thoughts. Thank you for creating us. Thank you for allowing us to have this experience. And, Father, I thank you that you are so forgiving, that when we mess up, give us. All we got to do is ask. Repent. Turn from our ways. And you said, I'll forgive you and I'll forget about it. No one else can do that. No human can do that. They'll say, I forgive you, and some of us, we mean it from our hearts. But it's still in our subconscious mind, and then we have to work on that, Father, whereas when you say, I forgive you, and I forget about it, that's a beautiful thing. That means you don't remember, so why would I bring that back up to you? You say, I forget about it. Be more like you, like Jesus. Let us let the Holy Spirit lead us and to keep those thoughts, those negative thoughts, when we forgive somebody, to keep them from coming back to the front of our conscious mind. Just thank you for loving us. Appreciate you. Thank you for choosing us for this part of your vision. In Jesus' name, amen. Mothers and daughters, you know, this morning and even last Saturday morning, it's like I was being tricked in some way, want me to oversleep, you know, just like waking up late and, you know, the alarm didn't go off, just something. And I'm thinking, now this is two Saturdays in a row. And I've been doing this thing now for 12 years on this radio program. Don't have that problem. But two Saturdays in a row, and I'm thinking, what is this about? Are you trying to trick me that, you know, that I'll sleep and just miss 10 o'clock? Well, that's not going to happen because the Holy Spirit's going to wake me up. And he woke me up earlier. But then I said, I'm just going to rest my eyes for a second. See? Wake up. Get up. And then I'm just going to rest a little while longer. So I changed the plan. But he woke me up again. Wake up. Got it running around. So the point of that is when you hear the Holy Spirit say something to you, do it. Do it then. 1 second can change the whole scheme of a plan. 1 second stepping off of the side of a curb can make the difference between life and death. 1 second. So I just want to put that out there this morning for some reason. I don't know who's it for. I know it was for me, but I'm sharing it. 1 second can make the difference. So let's go to this morning what our topic is going to be about. The topic this morning is about how to strengthen the bond in your mother and daughter relationship. And I think it's a great topic right now at this given time, because the bonds between mothers and daughters are being challenged. I get the phone calls, conversations that let me know mothers and daughters are going through. They're struggling with their relationship. They're in tight quarters. money is short. Activities are cut down. Businesses are closed. Restaurants are pretty much at the speed of a drive-thru. Hangout spots close. If they're not closed, then most of them are in a position that they can only have so many customers at a time. So when you look at it, you're looking at the whole we were used to changed, and a lot of people don't know how to deal with that. That was their livelihood, to work all week. If I could just make it to Friday night. Friday night, I'm going out. I'm letting my hair down. Going out with my friends. We're going to have dinner. We're going to have drinks. We're going dancing. We're going to have a party. Saturday, we're going this. We're going to play. We're going up to the mountains. We're going to the beach. We're going having a cookout. Sunday, we're going to church. Or Sunday, I'm just going to lay back and relax because I know I've got to go back inside on Monday morning. But even at that, so many people want to go back to that lifestyle. They think they're being robbed right now. So when a mother is a Christian mother and she's trying to tell her daughter who don't understand that these things are happening for a reason and it's only going to be just for a season, transition that we're going through now, don't look at COVID-19 and make that the big picture. COVID-19 is just a part of the switch that turned on a bigger light. The light is to look at who you are, who you were being, and examine yourself. I mean, if you look at the big picture, the stress is coming from all over the world. The killings, the fires, the tornadoes, the hurricanes, the stealing, lacking each other, don't want to wear a mask, let alone a glove. So when you get together, you got a mother and a daughter, and they have to be in an environment, and neither one of them are having honest conversations, then you're getting the friction from their energy toward each other. You don't like each other, mother and daughter. It's not that. You're trying to privately deal with whatever's going on in your intro conversations, those ongoing conversations in your head. And you feel, I can best deal with them if I just keep them in my head. I don't want to tell anybody because you know that what I might say may not come across sane. It may sound crazy. So I'm just going to deal with these intro conversations on my own. A daughter may say, you know, I can't talk to my mother about it because she doesn't understand me. She don't understand. She's older now. Her time has come and passed. I'm young. I'm 24 years old. I'm at the peak. This is where we have our fun. You know, I need to get out dating, and I can't do the things that I want to do, and we can't just party and stay out all night, and he'll never understand. But is it really about those two things? Because your bond is there. A mother and daughter bond will never be broken. That's why I said strengthening your mother and daughter bond. The bond between a mother and daughter cannot be broken. God put the two of you together. And he said, the two that I put together, let no man, and just let it stay there. No, it's not just for marriage. It's about anybody that God put in your life. If God put them in your life, they're going to be there. Now, how you deal with that relationship, that's between the two of you. So when mothers and daughters come to me in session, and they're arguing and fussing and having conflict among themselves and can't agree because they're really not listening to each other. They're miserable in the homes with their parents now because they can't pay the rent. A lot of mothers and daughters are dealing with the daughter or the mother, both of them being homeless, not being able to have enough food to feed themselves, which generates a whole nother conversation which escalates into some type of argument. But they're doing everything, I think, on God. If you look at the big picture, anyone, if you just look around and see your world and ask yourself, what is it that I see? What is it that I see? A good question for mothers and daughters just to sit. All the things that you enjoyed or you thought you enjoyed before COVID-19, and just put COVID in the middle. And then write down all the things that you're experiencing now. What do you see? Do you see a good world? Do you see a world that's tormented, tortured, and escalating? And then you say, well, there's nothing I can do about it. I didn't start it. I don't participate in all the things that they're doing. But there is something you can do about it. You can go to God and ask for peace. Just a mother and daughter got together. And we all went to God. And we just asked God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we as every mother and daughter on the face of this earth come to you. And we ask you for peace, that peace be still. What would that look like? That's how you strengthen your bond. You strengthen your bond through the word, through the words of God, what he said, his promises. Jesus only came to tell you what he said. Now, you can choose to believe him or not. You can choose to believe that Jesus came, Jesus didn't come. You know, it's like, well, some people says, well, you know, I don't believe in Jesus. Well, he came. He was a man. And it happened, whether you believe it or not. Some people say, I don't believe in God. But you here on this earth, and you cannot anybody to tell me how you were created. From the beginning to now, if it doesn't include God, you didn't just pop up on the earth. You didn't create yourself. It's your world, and see what it looks like, mothers and daughters. If you get your world together, and I get my world together with my daughter, and Deborah and her mother get their world together, you see how this thing would happen? We will all be in prayer. We will all be moving in the right direction. And you say, well, my mother's, but she's here in spirit. But you still can go to God and just ask for peace. My mother is dead. She's gone on. But I have my daughter, but I still have my mother, the spirit that she put in me. That's why I can talk about God, because she introduced me to God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. And what his purpose and visions are according to the words that's written in the Bible. Because, mother, when you're gone, they'll have what they need. They'll gravitate right back to God. The bond is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit connects you together. The Holy Spirit is leading you. He's guiding you. He's comforting you. He's telling you, don't do it. But then you have the will. He may tell me not to do it. I feel like this is good for me. And because you haven't introduced your daughter to the Holy Spirit, she doesn't know that's the Holy Spirit talking to her. She is thinking that something is talking in my head. Because everybody has an intro conversation. There's not a human being on this earth that does not have an intro conversation. Now, we may differ in a lot of different ways. Looks, attitudes, but you will not differ in the intro conversations. In having an intro conversation. Intro conversations are different. Because our conversations make up our behavior, and our behavior makes up. Always love each other, even if they're not speaking. Even if one is in California and one is in Florida, they'll always be on each other's mind. That's the bond. And then when you tell your daughter mothers about the Holy Spirit, then she'll know who's talking in that intro conversation with her. There's three people in the conversation. The Holy Spirit, your daughter, and then there's the enemy. It's always three. And you got to know which one you're going to side with. She won't know if you haven't taught her. But then again, you can't teach her if you don't know. So that takes us back to Ezekiel 16:44. The mother, so is her daughter. Be changed. That's the statement. That's to let us know what the possibilities are. But then God can send someone across your daughter's path that she get a greater understanding. Now she's trying to tell you about Jesus, and you don't want to hear it. So it's not always the mother teaching the daughter. We could be taught by our daughter's mothers. Don't get to the point where you cannot listen, because God will work through a child to get you a message. A little three-year-old can tell you something so profound, you'd be like, oh, my God, I can't believe she said that. Did you hear her? Oh, my God, speaking to you. Got to speak to a child. You can do it whatever way he wants to do it to get your attention. But are you going to listen? So how do I heal my bond with my daughter? First of all, I'm looking at our world. I'm looking at who we are, who we're being. And I'm speaking personally now. But I made up my mind that I would never, ever stop speaking to my daughter. Nothing is more important than our communication. Nothing is more important to me than a healthy bond. Because when you separate from your daughter and you're not talking to them or her, and she's not talking to you, you're miserable. You're not going to tell me you're not miserable. You can laugh. You can go to work. You can go out with your friends. And you can have the biggest party you want to have. But when all the people are gone, and you back in your bedroom, the tears will flow because you can't get settled. You can't find peace. Nothing seems to go right. You can't trust people. You can't really date anybody because what? You have an unresolved issue with your mother or your daughter. To your heart that has an umbilical cord that is connected, and I don't care, like I said, how far you are apart. It's going to bother you. It will eat at your organs. You'll begin to get sick. The weaker your bond is with your mother and daughter, the weaker your body gets. But oh, when I have seen them when they come to me, haven't spoken for years. I've seen mothers and daughters that haven't spoken in 40 years. And in 2 hours, the Holy Spirit will change them, erase them from their memory. They don't even know why they wasn't speaking. It doesn't matter. And then they start, they hug, they cry, they ask for forgiveness, and they walk out born again into a whole new relationship. Their relationship bond is strengthened. Oh, we just had the best time. We went on a vacation, or we started talking once a day, or, you know, we started making sure that we have our weekly date. You know, just taking it from there. It's not difficult. All you got to do is make up your mind and make a decision how you want the relationship to be. What do you want it to look like? What do you want it to feel like? And then figure out, what do I need to do to make this thing happen? And don't want to do it, you do your part. My daughter and I disagree on something, I'll say to her, you know what, because I feel something coming up in me, I know I'm getting ready to say some words that I shouldn't say. She's a grown woman. Or vice versa, when I feel like she's going in the wrong direction, I said, you know what, we're going to taper this conversation. I cut it off. Because once you say the words, you can't take them back. So you got to be smart enough to go with your feelings into the Holy Spirit and know when to cut it off. So look, we'll talk about this later. And we may go 10 minutes. We talk so much during the day that, you know, sometimes I call her back and forgot that we were tapering the conversation, even shorter than 10 minutes. Because I'm like, well, you know, babe, did you know so-and-so? And we just stop back talking because that's who we are. You have to work on the relationship. You have to work on strengthening the bond. You have to look at it and say, is this important in the world of my relationship with my daughter? Is this important enough to keep us from speaking? Is this important enough? Because I can't take it to my daughter. I can't. Not knowing. And when you say not talking to her, I'm talking about when I say taper it and I got to wait, you know, 5 or 10 minutes afterward and I'm looking and I'm going, you know what, this is crazy. No, let me call my baby. How you doing? Da, 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 da. We keep going. Because I know the enemy would love for us to weaken bond, but that's not going to happen. Because as the mother, I'm going to make sure it doesn't happen. I apologize. I'm wrong. I apologize. And we move on. And that's what we have to do. As mothers, we have to take the lead. We have to make sure that the strength of the bond between you and your daughter, our daughters are strong and they are work in progress because she has a life that she's going through. Tell you everything. Mother, you're not going to tell your daughter everything. Your daughter's not going to tell you everything, but you need to let her know. When you're ready to talk, I'm ready to listen. I'm not going to judge you, but you can always come to me. At least she knows that, and you demonstrate that, and you have to live a life that demonstrates that. You can't just say the words and she see you doing anything and everything, but if she see that you live in your best life, and she sees that you're doing the very best that you can, when something comes that she needs to talk about, she'll come to you because she knows that you're logical. She knows that you're spiritually bonded, going to my mother to get some wisdom. So that bond is crucial. You need to make the contact with your daughter. Sometimes just send her a text. Good morning, honey. How are you? Just want you to know I love you. That doesn't take long. Every morning, all my life, let me just start with me. From the time I got married and left home at 18 years old, my mother called me every morning at 7:30. She knew I would be getting ready to go to work. At that time, we didn't have cell phones. But she called me before I walked out that door just to say, good morning, how you doing? And let me know, I love you. And people said, your mother called you every morning. Told her what my mother said. My mother said, I cannot get up and go about my day not knowing that you are breathing and that you are okay. And that's the way we work. We should have had stock in Bell South at the time. And then here comes my daughter. Although we were in the same city, I called her every morning. And to this day, every morning, in the mornings when she was working for someone else, she works for herself now, we talk on the way driving. If I was in Florida, she was going to work and I'm going, doing what I'm doing, whatever. We called and talked in the car. All drive time. You make it work. You figure out a time, mother, that you go into her world. Don't expect for her to always come into yours. Send in a bond. And daughters, if you have a mother that's not doing it, then you do it. Don't say, well, she's the mother, she should do it. Keep in mind the bond is between the two of you, not between the two of you and your girlfriend and your coworkers or your cousins. No, the bond is between you and your mother, and you figure out how to strengthen that bond, how to respect each other as mothers and daughters, knowing that God brought you two together. He chose her for your mother, and he chose you for her daughter. And there's nothing you can do about it. So why not look at it and try to see what's good about it for you to do it? No one can do it for you. Even God can't do it for you because he gives you a free will, and the free will is that you choose. All right, Deborah, I'm coming to you.
Yes.
Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning. I tell you, you just hit it on the head, you know. You said the bond is between two people. And so I was just letting that just marinate because there's times when, you know, the one end might feel like, well, I'll wait on the call to come, and the other end is saying, oh, well, why you don't call me sometime? You know, because it goes both ways, whether it's the mother or the daughter. And so finding that balance is key and important to not allowing the enemy put the wall between, because that's his job, is to divide, to destroy, to create confusion and distractions. And so it's an ongoing thing. I believe that each day is an opportunity to just get it right or get it better than yesterday, because it might have been perfect yesterday, but the enemy is just laying low, waiting on opportunity to break heart and you know, feelings. And so our job is to always be mindful that it's not just going to be perfect every day. It's not going to be, you know, like you ain't got no problems. Like you said, you and your daughter, you have a situation, hey, let's time it out, let's table it and come back to it, because right now, you know, and I was just thinking when you said that, you could tell in your inner being when you're getting worked up. You could feel the mood starting to shift. Mm-hmm. And so if you pay attention to yourself, you'll know that if it goes any further, it ain't going to be pretty. So let's stop it now, because you already feel yourself starting to boil and bubble. And when something boils and bubbles, if there's a lid on it, it's going to overflow. And so that's very important. I believe that we be mindful of the moves that we have when we have a conversation and disagreements arise. You know, because like I say, I'm the first one to know I'm mad. I'm the first one to know that it's, that something bothering me. I'm the first one to know. And
right.
So God give us will to try to just pay attention to, you know, in the me see what's happening right now, because I'm going to feel it first. And if I let it come out, there's a possibility sometimes once the word's out, they never be erased in the mind. It's like, remember the word, the little slogan they had, sticks and stones may break my bones, words will never hurt. That, I don't know who came up with that. Because, baby, I tell you, I still got some words that were said when I was in my 20s. And stuff I still be processing in my 20s. You're talking about 3 decades ago, sticks and stones may hurt. I don't even remember the sticks and stones hurt now, you know, but I still got the words. And
right.
So I just try to remember that whatever I say, God is holding me accountable to it. And so not only do I have to be mindful because I want to do it the way Jesus do, I got to be mindful because I can do damage that I can't undo. And that's not the objective in keeping the bond. The objective is don't let the enemy get in. Enjoy your time and keep creating memories and create an environment where you could say what you need to say. It ain't always easy, and there's times that even I got to try to figure out, you know, now, you know, why is this happening? You know, why is she not responding? Or, you know, did I do something? May I go searching me? First, I want to search me and see, does it lie with me? So let me be the first one to say, I apologize. You know, even when I'm not wrong, I learned some time ago, I think it was an illustration, I can't really quote it in the Bible, say when you do wrong and you apologize, you just even Stephen. Ain't nothing, you ain't did no great thing. But when you do wrong and you know you did good, in other words, I'm apologizing and I ain't offended. That's where you show that you're a bigger individual. Because you know you did wrong, but you said I'm sorry. That's for the sake of putting it, sucking the lights out of the enemy because he's sticking his head up and trying to bring the wall. So I apologize. If I did anything, you can attach it to anything you want to attach it to. I apologize. And now I know I'm a hard, because I didn't search me, and I don't like God to search me. And he told me, you ain't got to do wrong to apologize. You just, somebody might just have perceived it to be wrong. It might have came across, your attention wasn't said one way, but they heard it a whole other way. So I apologize for the delivery, the way that I said it, the tone that I used, the tack was lousy, the tack was off. So people say, well, I say what I say, I'm grown, I say what I say. Yeah, but there's a way to say it, because there's a way that you want people to bring stuff to you. And I try to treat people like I want to be treated. There's times that I might want to pop off and go, you know what I mean? And say some way off the way stuff. But it's like, would you like it if she or your sister or, just people, if they said that same thing to you in that tone and with that tact and in that manner? No, I wouldn't like it. So it helps me curb. It helps me reprocess. It helps me redirect. The way that I want to send it, because I already identified that if I say it like this, in this tone, in this manner, with this tact, when being lousy tact, not tactful, that it's going to be offensive. Because it's offensive for me to even think that you would say it to me. And so I believe that the important thing is for us to examine ourselves and find ways to communicate what we really feel, but say it in a way where it's receptive. Because remember, we all got feelings. And person, they say, I ain't got no sympathy, I ain't got no feelings, feel something. And so I believe that in a relationship with a mother and daughter, that the bond is an ongoing process, that it just don't be perfect every day, and every day it ain't going to be ugly, but you might have more better days than you do bad days, but you just keep working at it because it's worth working for, you know? And so that's my take on just trying to deal with the bond, and dealing with the bond, you got to deal with you. And to me, I say intimacy, but for me, it's intimacy. Makes me tick. Why I'm boiling over. So let me deal with me before I can try to deal with somebody else. Well, how am I going to deal with you with your little speck and I got a whole boulder in my eye? So remove my whole boulder so I may see clearly how to deal with your speck. So because we all got some specks and boulders, but I can't fix your speck. I fix this big old boulder. The big old boulder blind, and I can barely see out of corner of one eye. But the speck, I can see out of both eyes, but just not so clear. Might be 30/20 with a boulder. You only got 20. You even got you even the boulder crossing. You know, across the nose to the next eye. It's big. So I believe that it dealing with an individual's first enemy. See, you know what it is that I'm feeling. You know, I'm a little upset with my daughter or my mama right now. And right now, I just want to be able to process this stuff. So when I present it, that I do it right in a way that's receptive. Because people, you know, it's all about how you deliver something. And if you can bring it to them, it's almost like bringing cast oil with orange juice. You know that there's an art, there's a situation. But you want to try to make it go down where it don't taste so bad. You want to tell them how you feel, but you don't want to tell them where it hurts. Really hurts so bad that they can't be receptive to take a look at what it is you're saying you feel. So castor is nasty by itself, but with a little orange juice, it curbs the taste. So you want to bring what your concerns are, but you want to bring them in love. You want to bring them in a tone, in a tag, in a volume where it's receptive so the individual can get whatever it is. And y'all discuss it. You can't come screaming and shouting because you the mama. Mama, and I say what I say, and you're all way up there, volume at number 10, but then I got to be at number 2. You got to tone it down, bring it on down, and then say what you say, because we all got feelings. I don't care what age you are, we all got feelings, and it's all about the presentation and delivery. When you got a situation going on, to keep the bond going, you got to keep working kinks out. So it's not going to be smooth. Every day is going to be an opportunity to get better. There's going to be times in stuff in your ear saying, well, you know, I'm tired of working. I don't want to work that hard. You know what I mean? Because, you know, it's like a one-sided thing. So that's where you say, God, give me strength to move on because I'm feeling some type of way. Into me, see, I see what's in me. They might not see, but I see what's in me, and I need you to help me because today I don't feel like working for this relationship. Today I feel like it's 70-30. I feel like it's 80-20 right now. So, Lord, help me to get like the 50-50, or even 60-40, I'll take it. And it's a process. You got to just keep it on. It's work. You don't just like being married. You don't get to just not be married to the person. But like I said, God brought them together. So it's a work. You don't get to stop working. There's no sitting on the bench in a relationship. Mother and daughter. There's no I'm mama, you daughter, you listen to what I say. Everybody got ears to hear for a reason. Everybody got a mouth for a reason. And God is saying, just be wise how you use it. Read the book of Proverbs. You want to know wisdom? King Solomon will tell you how to deal with people. You need to know how to deal with people. You put your face in Proverbs. He'll teach you how a soft answer turns away wrath. He'll teach you where there's no wood, the fire goes out. He'll teach you that, Lord, guard my mouth. Put this in song. Guard my mouth. Keep watching over the doors of my lips so I don't sin against you. Telling you that tongue is awfully, awfully, awfully critical. So you got to watch the tongue and guard the tongue. And, you know, God is telling us, say, hey. So I just believe that it's a process that's in the knee, God with me, so I know how to bring me to the table. So I have that relationship so I can bond. Regardless of the age difference and the who's this and who's that, it's all about people. People have a relationship. How do you have a relationship with somebody and you try not to let the enemy in? It's work.
It's work.
It's work. Amen. I'm preaching to myself right now. Yes, I was.
Amen. But I, you're preaching to me too. You know, like I tell folks, you know, I might be facilitating, but I'm not exempt. I'm learning too every day. And the thing of it is, we have to be big enough to just say, you know what, move on. But mothers and daughters, when you're out there and you don't want to forgive each other, then that gives the enemy something to play with. He comes in with a vengeance because he's just like, okay, if I can break up the mother and daughter relationship, then I can break up the family. Because if the daughter's damaged, then I got her, and she's going to have a damaged family. And so he really just, that's his goal, to break up that mother and daughter relationship.
Absolutely.
Mother and son, they come under the umbrella. But that mother and daughter, that mother, if she doesn't have herself together, she won't know how to raise her family, then they will not be godly. That's why we are pushing the Mother and Daughter Global Movement. We are pushing the things that we're doing just to bring the attention to the mother and daughter relationship and the importance of that bond and to the whole family. And when I say to them this morning about looking into your world, I'm not talking about the world in which everybody is living in. I'm talking about the world within yourself, your heart, and you nail it down when you say, into me, see. See, that is the world. Your world is all you can control. You can't control the overall world or the space in which we live in. That's a space. But there's a world. Each of us have our own worlds, and we design those worlds according to our faith, according to the words that we speak, and according to what we focus on. If we focus on something long enough, you're going to start being and becoming that which you seek. As a man thinketh, so is he. So this morning, I just want to, Deborah, thank you for helping me share this message. Your time went by real fast, but mothers and daughters, it's all about bonds. And so we came from two different perspectives. One, and the whole one is that we come back to the Word of God. And if you come back to the Word of God, you're coming back with love. And love covers everything that we talked about. If you love somebody, you know, you'll be willing to apologize. You'll be willing to do better and go on and move on and really mean it. And like you say, not judge me with the speck in my eye and the log in yours. So thank you very much, Deborah. It's been a pleasure. Hold 1 second. I'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
All right, Deborah, that's our show. Thank you very much. I think they got the message then. So I'm gonna take the words that you gave this morning and deposit them for me. And hopefully that, you know, I'll use those to increase my, you know, intimacy and for my daughter. I love you. God bless you. And I'll talk to you soon, okay? Bye-bye, audience. We'll talk to you next week.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
God bless you, too. Bye-bye.